Luke felt as though he had swallowed a jug of minnows. Ben had turned an alarming hue of green. Mara, who could normally whirl dance for hours in weak gravity, held her jaws clamped tight against the possibility of an embarrassing eruption. The Skywalkers were hardly micro-G novices, but their stomachs were rebelling at the utter strangeness of the asteroid colony, at the sticky gold wax that lined the corridors, at the constant thrum of insect sounds, at the endless parade of six-limbed, meter-high workers scurrying past on the walls and ceiling. Saba, however, seemed entirely comfortable. She was moving along in front, trotting along a wall on all fours, her head swinging from side to side and her long tongue licking the sweet air. They came to a cockeyed intersection, and Luke stopped to listen to a strange pulsing sound that was rumbling out of a crooked side tunnel. It was muted, eerie, and rasping, but there was a definite melody and rhythm. "Music," he said. "If you're from Tatooine, maybe," Mara said. "The rest of us would call that a rancor belch."
"This one likes it," Saba said. "It makes her tail shake."
"I've seen squeaky thrust impellers make your tail shake," Mara said. She pointed at the floor where a steady flow of booted feet had worn the wax down to the stone. "But it is popular. Let's check it out." They started up the passage, and Ben asked, "Is this where Jaina is?" "No," Luke said. "I told you she's not in the asteroid colony."
"Then where is she?"
"We don't know." Luke looked over his shoulder at Ben. "That's what we're trying to find out. But I do feel Aunt Leia. She's here with Uncle Han." As they continued up the passage, the music grew clearer. After about 50 meters, the passage opened into a cavernous, dimly lit chamber filled with rough-looking spacers. The music came from a clear area in the center of the room, where a trio of stick-like verpine stood playing beneath the chemical glow of a dozen waxy shine balls.
"Astral!"
Ben left Mara's side and started into the cantina.
"This is gonna blast!"
Mara caught him by the shoulder. "Not a chance." Mara nodded Luke toward the cantina, then said to Ben, "You and I will stand watch out here." Luke and Saba stepped through the door. The usual assortment of riff-raff spacers, Given, Bothans, Nikto, Quarren, were gathered in the middle of the room, sitting on synthetic stone benches and holding their drinks in their laps. Luke followed Saba to the service area, where a distracted Duros stood at the end of a long bank of beverage dispensers. Luke and Saba studied the unmarked dispensers for a moment, then Saba hissed in frustration.
"Blood sour."
The Duros swung his noseless head around sharply.
"Don't have blood sour," he said in his flat Duros voice. "Only ambrosia."
"Will this one like it?"
The Duros nodded.
"Everyone likes ambrosia."
"Then I'll have the same," Luke said.